This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The Harvard Art Museums reopened today following an extensive six-year renovation, including one new building. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on a newly purchased artwork by famous Chinese dissident Ai Weiwei you'll find at the entrance to that building.
Push through the new glass doors at the Harvard Art Museums, walk halfway across a small bridge, look to your right, and you'll see a display with more than 7,000 photographs rotating in shuffle mode on 12 television monitors.
Each image on each screen changes every 4 seconds, so it's a very dynamic piece.
Deborah Cao is chief curator at the Harvard Art Museums. She's also curator of photographs and explains these images were shot by Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei and his friends beginning in 2003.
We were looking for an artist who had a kind of global importance and was trying to dig deeply into images about art, but also about culture and politics of the moment to really signal a kind of new ambition for contemporary art.
Ai Weiwei's team used smartphones and small digital cameras to photograph architecture, social political moments, animals, food, parties, art and exhibitions, even themselves. Cao sees it as a mashup of art and life. Originally, Ai Weiwei pushed the images out on social media and posted them on his blog.
Until the Chinese government shut down the blog in 2011.
Ai Weiwei was detained by the Chinese government for 81 days and is still banned from leaving his country. He's famous for defying the state and for speaking out against repression and censorship. Here's how he's portrayed in a 2012 documentary titled Never Sorry.
I can breathe because I know the danger is really there. If you don't act, the danger becomes stronger.
The artist's installation at the Harvard Art Museums is called 258 Fake, which is also the name of his studio. Cao calls it a meditation of images remastered by Ai Weiwei. Some of the shots look like hard-hitting journalism that we've seen in the wake of disasters, like the schools that collapsed, killing thousands of children during the earthquake in China.
There are images that look like they're commercial photographs, so, you know, a kind of documentation of food at a banquet that could be in some kind of, you know, cuisine magazine.
The Harvard Art Museums purchased 258 Fake, especially for the opening of the new building. And it's the museum's first acquisition to be born of social media. The curator hopes the work's location in the first floor entranceway that leads to an open courtyard will get a lot of foot traffic, and it should. Visitors can walk through it without paying admission, which Cao says makes the Ai Weiwei function like a piece of public art.
And it was also a kind of priority for us to make sure that great works of art were visible, that could point almost like, you know, springboards or breadcrumbs to other elements of the program and hopefully draw people in.
For an artist who can't leave his country, Ai Weiwei is getting a lot of play around the world with installations in places like San Francisco's Alcatraz and Barcelona. Cao recalls him loving the idea of adapting his 12 screens for the new building from long distance.
He asked for the architectural drawings of the space and said that he would do a layout of the monitors for this moment. So we were, of course, thrilled by that.
And this curator, along with the rest of her colleagues at the Harvard Art Museums, hope the people who come to see their new building will feel that way, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.